Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
Live, you can bring up whatever you want. We kick off the third hour of the program. Phones are open here if you want to join us. Number 603-283-6160. 603-283-6160. In the studio with you, it's Ian.
And Chris.
Chris, you've got, it's not all about crypto here tonight. We did get in quite a bit of detail on the question of did the crypto revolution fail. You're certainly still welcome to call in about it if you want to. But you've got another story. It's tech-related, which, of course, you host a tech show called Freedom Decrypted over at freedomdecrypted.com. But this one is more about invasion of privacy.
Yeah, this one I find to be super creepy and... I don't understand, you know, government's obsession with your body.
They want total control over you from birth to death, including from top to bottom on your body parts.
Yeah, I mean, there is...
What's not to understand? It's total control. They want to own you.
I thought it was bad in the 90s when, you know, not even the 90s, it was probably like early 2000s when schools started, like... making you, like, they started recording, like, what you bought for lunch in cafeterias and things like that. This was probably after you graduated.
I grew up in the 80s and the 90s, so I graduated in the late 90s.
Yeah.
I remember in the cafeteria, they gave you a number. So you had to, like, punch your number in order to make a purchase.
Really?
But they weren't tracking, like, what you bought. They didn't have any really meaningful way of
doing
that.
That is so creepy. I remember just, you know, in elementary school, you just give them your money. Like, you normally, like, any adult would, in place, you know, give them a...
This wasn't elementary school. This would have been, like, high school. So it would have been the late 90s.
Sure.
For the number.
So they were, but they had some sort of system, which is creepy to me.
Yeah. All the way back then. Yeah.
First time I ever encountered it was high school, and even I think in the beginning years we had IDs, but we didn't, like, have to scan our ID to buy lunch. And it was creepy because it's like, why do you need to scan my ID? I'm not paying you for my lunch with my ID. I'm giving you cash. Why do you need to record what I am buying?
You know what, they might have been recording it, now that I'm thinking about it. I guess I just never really thought about it too hard.
Yeah, and it's creepy because they don't need to know. Like, okay, so here's, I think, the theory of the excuse that they were giving effectively. Well, we need to make sure that you're not going to die. Well, I'm not allergic to anything. Why do you need to know? And they don't.
Well, one thing's for sure, they didn't care that much about our health because they would sell you French fries every single day if you wanted that.
And that's the thing. And that's the other thing. And it's like, and then the next question is, well, okay, so you're not asking, you're not recording what every kid brings into school to eat for lunch if they don't buy it. So again, remind me why I have to scan my ID in order to buy lunch.
Oh, well, see, this is all about training you for the real world, so you can be
used to... But the real world doesn't require me to scan my driver's license to buy lunch.
Well, now it does. If you're in cities like New York City or Los Angeles, to get into a restaurant, you now have to show, it's not scanning, but you have to show your ID to an employee in order to go eat somewhere in New York City, San Francisco, Los Angeles, and New Orleans, and now King County, Washington, which includes Seattle.
Oh, my God. I got out of New Jersey.
Due to COVID.
Just in time.
They passed these vaccination mandates, but the vaccine passport doesn't have your photo on it, so they also want you to show ID. That's the thing they don't tell you in the news media.
Are you serious?
Yeah, this is a double ID requirement. That's what In-N-Out, we just reported on In-N-Out Burger. Have you heard of them on the West Coast?
I've been to In-N-Out Burger a couple
In-N-Out
times.
In-N-Out Burger got closed down in San Francisco this week because they were refusing to ID their customers and mandate vaccine passports.
What about people who don't have ID?
Sorry, you don't get to eat anymore.
If I'm a little old lady...
No.
No ID, because, you know, there's lots of little people who have a hard time getting out and about and going to doctor's appointments.
I've seen video.
They don't have ID. A lot of people don't have ID.
I have seen video.
What about the 5-year-old that doesn't have ID?
Sorry, you can't eat. You have to sit in the car. Look, I saw a video, speaking of little old ladies at fast food. There was a video from Toronto, which is just as bad, if not worse, than a lot of the American cities. Canada's insane right now with this stuff. Toronto, McDonald's, they had just required the vaccine passport.
Mm-hmm.
This lady, she might have had ID, but she didn't have the vaccine passport. She left it at home. So she was vaccinated, and she was like trying to explain to the manager at the McDonald's, look, I'm vaccinated. I've got my ID. I can show it to you. I just want to order, you know, some food. And the manager's like, I'm sorry, ma'am. You can't be in here. You got to go. And, like, kicked her out into whatever the weather was outside at the time. And this lady was probably 75 years old.
It's so disgusting.
Yeah. So, In-N-Out Burger did the right thing, and they refused to enforce San Francisco's mandate. And San Francisco shut their restaurant down as a result of it.
You know,
In-N-Out Burger said, we don't want to segregate our customers.
People think I'm crazy for objecting to things like driver's licenses, right? Just their existence and license plates.
That paved the way.
This is where it leads.
Yeah. Yeah.
You know, people, you know, in the 90s, I remember my parents, you know, they had driver's licenses, but it didn't have a photo on it. You know,
That's true. That's right.
And now everybody has a photo of their driver. Like, it just gets worse. It's worse and worse and worse every
single year.
Baby steps. And eventually,
they take a big step like they did last year.
Yeah. You won't even be able to go walk out of your house without an ID, because if you don't have an ID, you can't live. You can't eat. You can't work. You can't.
That's how it is in Australia. You can't leave your house unless you're vaccinated.
Well, this story.
They actually checked. There was video of Australian police walking up to a guy, like he was walking through a park or whatever.
Yeah.
He had a mask off because he's drinking from a cup of coffee.
Mm-hmm.
And they stop him and demand he hand his coffee cup over to them so he can prove that there's actually liquid in the coffee cup to prove he's not faking it, so he doesn't have to have his mask on while being out and about.
And did they check? Was there coffee in the
cup? They sure did.
And there was coffee in the cup.
I believe there was.
Wow.
They handed it back to him.
Oh, my gosh.
Instead of arresting him.
Wow. I'm sorry.
That's how insane this is all getting. So anyway, go on with what's happening at government schools now. How much worse is it getting now?
It's funny. It's like we're constantly talking about New Hampshire and how bad New Hampshire is, even though it's like one of the best places. And I'm just like, I'm always just blown away about how other places can be getting even worse. Give us your biometric data to get your
Where's the source? Sorry, what?
So this is from the Register?
Register, okay.
Yeah. Give us your biometric data to get your lunch in 5 seconds, UK schools. Tell children. Facial recognition for meal payment system works for kids, supplier says. So,
even with a mask on?
I don't know. Let's read it and see.
All right.
Facial recognition technology is being employed in more UK schools to allow pupils to pay for their meals, according to reports today, as if you actually even need to ID them in the first place?
It's going to be a mandate if it's not a mandate yet.
I mean, seriously, like there's other ways that you could do this. You could do this by, like, lunch tickets or, like, there's other ways you could make this go really fast through the, like, you know, making kids go through the line without, like, using biometric data
payments. I think they were doing thumbprints after I left school. I think, like, within a decade after I left, they already moved thumbprints.
I wouldn't even give them my thumbprints for, like I remember, like, I forget when this was when I was young, but I remember, like, refusing to, like, partake in, like, not finger painting, but, like, you get your fingers, like, wet with paint on them, and then, like, you put them against, like, a wall or a paper or something, and then they get, like, I don't know if they got hung up. I don't even know what it was for or why, but I always thought that was creepy because somebody's getting my fingerprints. Like, and this was when I was probably like in elementary school or something like that. I'm like, what is wrong with people that they so easily and willy-nilly hand over their data, especially when they're teaching you like about like how the Nazis are like, you know, using these sorts of systems to like round people up, and yet that people just go and they hand over their biometric data.
Sometimes they'll actually go to the police department. The police department will have days where they'll invite parents to bring their kids into the police department and have them fingerprinted.
What on earth are they thinking?
Oh, they tell them it's to keep them safe. if they get kidnapped or something
like
that.
Oh, my God. Do you know how rare kidnapping is? It's like
pretty rare.
And when it does happen, it's usually a family member, so it's not even like they don't get caught right away.
If we're not including arresting, which is also kidnapping whenever they arrest
you. Yeah, right. That's exactly what I was talking
about.
More
coming up.
What better gift to give your loved ones than the gift of good health? And where better to buy those good health gifts than Sunny-Bay.com? Hey, it's great that you're hearing this message now, because buying your holiday gifts from Sunny Bay early will save you money. And that's just one reason why Sunny Bay is in business and has been for over 15 years, helping you with fashionable and useful products for better health. See our unique and quality-made travel pillows, or our unique neck and body wraps that help immediate pain relief and deep muscle relaxation. Come at a wide variety of uses, apply hot or cold therapy, and are all made in the USA. See our great selection, affordable prices, and wonderful health products at sunny-bay.com. And remember, order early when our stock is high and shipping is fast. Just click sunny-bay.com. That's sunny-bay.com. And happy holidays from Sunny Bay.
Folks, looks like food shortages are here and gonna stick around. Supply chains are breaking down, and inflation is back with a vengeance. It's all part of the shortage economy. What used to be unthinkable is now in the headlines. Are you ready? Do you currently have a stockpile of emergency food at home? If not, go to MyPatriotSupply.com today, and you'll find an emergency food kit that's right for you and your family. My Patriot Supply is the largest preparedness company in America, serving millions of families like yours. Pick up a 3-month food kit that stays fresh for up to 25 years in proper storage. The meals in the kit provide over 2,000 delicious calories a day. That's important when you need to survive. Order from MyPatriotSupply.com and your food will ship fast in unmarked boxes to protect your privacy. Don't wait for permission or more empty store shelves. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com now. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
You don't sit behind a desk every day to earn a living. You're out and about making it happen. And sometimes you get a little bit behind on your paperwork. You know, like bookkeeping and paying your taxes. It's easy to get behind on paying your taxes. It happens to the best of us. And you know what happens next. The big bad IRS comes knocking on your door. And when that happens, you need to call the good old boys at the Tax Doctor. Let them do what they do best. Deal and negotiate with the IRS so you pay the lowest you can in back taxes that the law allows. We are a 100% U.S.-based company, and we've saved our clients millions over the years in back taxes. If you owe $10,000 or more in back taxes, call my friends right now at the Tax Doctor and learn more.
800-985-1610. 800-985-1610. 800-985-1610. That's 800-985-1610.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
You can stick it to the man and big tech. Join our FTL social mastodon at social.freetalklive.com.
Talk Live, open phones. If you want to join us, the number is 603-283-6160. We're talking about the next step in government domination over your body, which is mandatory. Well, I don't know if it's mandatory yet, but it's coming. face scanning technology, biometric identifiers, just to get school lunch. So if you're still sending your kids to government school, which you shouldn't be if you actually, you know, care about freedom and care about your kids, I think you need to figure out a way to stop. But if you're still sending them to these government day prisons, well, they've got new tech they're going to be shoving down their throats. And Chris is going to tell us about it.
In North Ayrshire Council, a Scottish...
This is the UK, yeah.
Yeah, so, yeah, just to be clear, this is not the United States. However, I'll be shocked if they haven't deployed it as some sort of test, at a minimum, sort of some sort of test system at some school in the United States as well here. Basically the same system. Or something similar. A Scottish authority encompassing the Isle of Arran, 9 schools are set to begin processing meal payments for school lunches using facial scanning technology. The authority and the company implementing the technology, CRB Cunningham's, claim the system will help reduce queues and is less likely to spread COVID-19 than card payments and fingerprint scanners. I am amazed that they have fingerprint scanners.
I'm not.
In school.
That's old. That's old tech.
It is old tech, but they're using it in schools.
Yeah.
Like, I can kind of see maybe like a high-tech sort of facility where, you know, you've got super secret something to protect or whatever, or nuclear facilities or something, right? But schools?
Yeah, no, they definitely want to get people used to giving up biometric information in order to get things, in order to get privileges, in order to get benefits or food in this particular case.
Sick. This is sick. Speaking to the publication, David Swanstone...
And they're using COVID as their excuse,
yeah,
as you pointed out,
yeah.
I think, off the air.
The MD of supplier CRB Cunningham said the cameras verify the child's identity against encrypted fingerprint templates.
Oh, it's safe and secure.
Oh, yeah. Sure. That's what they say. You know, this kind of reminds me of how I... So New Hampshire allows you to opt out, I believe, of the... retaining of the photo on file.
When you do a driver's license?
Yeah, when you get your driver's license.
Which is interesting. I don't know if I believe them, but that's what they say.
It's a lie,
yeah.
And I can confirm this, and I'll tell you how I know. But I opted out. I did all the things I was required to. I lost my driver's license somehow. I thought it was stolen. And I went in, and I got a renew. They printed it out. Now, this was like... years later, okay?
Yeah, so they should have deleted the photo.
They shouldn't have been a photo on file.
Right.
And they just printed it right out.
Wait a minute. The government lied to you. Oh, my gosh.
Wouldn't be the first time. Yeah. Yeah. Yeah, in the secondary school, you have around about a 25-minute period to serve potentially 1,000 pupils. You know what's amazing is that sounds about what I recall school lunch being when I was a...
25 minutes?
Yeah, that sounds about right.
No.
How long
not when I was in school.
When did you go?
When I was in high school, now this is secondary school in the UK. Is that not... What is that? Is that like middle school or
middle
something?
Middle school, maybe-ish.
When I was in school later on, it was... You got one period for lunch... And that period was as long as the rest of the periods in the day, which was about 50 minutes.
Really?
Yeah.
Interesting. So I remember they're not, especially in my elementary school, they were not being allowed time for lunch.
Interesting.
And the way they did it in elementary school was we didn't really have like periods like that, but there were kind of like for like lunch and like, I mean, there was sort of. It's just like we weren't aware of it, I guess. And what they did was they would basically break up what would be recess and lunch. So you'd have like, I don't know, 30 minutes to play and 25 minutes for lunch, something like that, right?
You'd go to recess before lunch?
It was after.
Okay.
It was after. But anyway, so but that's how they did it. But they had to do it sort of like, they had to kind of do it that way because there were so many students they had to feed through, you know, run through the lunchroom, and, you know, they kind of were at max capacity. So there wasn't that much time for lunch. But the thing is, we were still using cash, and there was no tracking system.
Right.
So you cannot give me this excuse that, like, you can't do it. And there are other ways to solve these problems. You can sell lunch tickets. You can do – there's just other ways to solve these problems.
But that doesn't give them control.
Violate a child's, you know, privacy and bodily autonomy.
If you – yeah, look, I mean, you're never going to get those solutions from these government facilities. They want more control. They want more data. And they want excuses to collect it. And so now they have it. Oh, well, sorry, COVID happened, so we can't just use fingerprint scanners anymore. Now we have to have a face scan. You don't want your kids to touch the same thing other kids touch, do you?
The average transaction time was cut to 5 seconds per pupil. I'm pretty sure lunch tickets, which they existed in the 80s and 90s when I was in school, before they, you know, used more digital means of forms of transacting, they literally were less than, way less than 5 seconds. I mean, it was probably like a fraction of a second to hand over your lunch ticket.
Yeah, but I'll play devil's advocate on this for you. I mean, if you got a lunch ticket, the kids are going to forget it. They're going to leave the ticket at home, and then you got problems, and they're standing in line. They don't have the ticket,
I'm
and
that sorry,
holds up the line.
I remember doing this in first grade. It wasn't a problem.
You and know people are going to forget
the there were, well actually,
they're
going to
lose them.
So this is interesting. So in my elementary school, the way it worked was you paid for the lunch tickets and your name was there. And so the lunch lady would just pull out your...
Oh, so it's on file.
It was on file. So you didn't even have to, you didn't even have to carry your, like, lunch tickets. So, like, this whole idea that, it, like, you would somehow, like, that there's not other ways to solve these problems, like, that are much faster is nonsense.
They're but then they won't be able to give their technology company buddies a big contract.
Well, this is exactly it. This is a, it's effectively a scam. This is a way to excuse the schools or the governments from basically giving their buddies money, you know, for technology that's not needed.
I bet this is a multi-million dollar contract.
Oh, yeah. The system is already, but of course, they probably won't tell us how much they paid for this system. And they'll probably tell us, oh, it's free. Well, yeah, this year, but next year, you're dependent on it, and thereafter. And so then every other year, it'll be millions of dollars. The system has already been piloted in 2020 at one community school in England. The council said that 97% of parents, 97%, this just amazes me. And I think it goes into, it goes into a little bit as to why you have a 97% in theoretically in support. Or, no, consent. Consent is the word they use. And it, and this is the thing I was amazed at in my high school, too, when it came to computers. It's like, okay, you're required to use the computer for schoolwork, but in order to use the computer for schoolwork, you have to agree to these terms. I'm like, wait a minute. Okay, so if I don't agree to these terms, I can't do my schoolwork, which, like, does that make any sense to you? How do you force me into agreeing to something that I don't agree to? And then, like, what, are you going to fail me if I don't agree to this?
Mm-hmm.
And that back in those days, it was for, like, using, I don't know if it was the internet specifically or the computer, but whatever it was like, okay, but you're requiring me to do this. So how can you require me to do this? And then say I have to sign it? No, I don't. So I sign it or something I voluntarily, like, I'm consenting to, and I don't. Anyway. Yeah, so 97% gave consent. And apparently parents were being kind of, like, misled or not told about, like, what it was they were consenting to. So, but yet they consented anyway somehow.
603-283-6160. I don't know if homeschool is an option in the UK, but if it is...
I think it's outlawed.
Jeez. Those poor parents.
Yeah.
More coming up here in moments. You can share your thoughts. Free Talk Live.
This is an important message. Do you have an IRA, 401k, or retirement account worth more than $100,000? Your portfolio may qualify for an IRS tax loophole that allows you to own physical, precious metals inside of your retirement account. Want our free report that shows you how? We are WealthProtectionResearch.com, and we help investors connect with the top precious metal companies in America to own physical gold and silver inside their retirement account using this little-known but very powerful IRS loophole. To claim your free IRS loophole report today, just text the word GOLD to 48542. WealthProtectionResearch.com wants to get this information in your hands now so that you can protect your hard-earned investments. Text GOLD to 48542 to learn more. When you text the word GOLD to 48542, we'll send you a secure link to download our IRS loophole report to show you how to start protecting your wealth with precious metals. Don't wait. Text the word GOLD to 48542 now. Wealth Protection Research. Text GOLD to 48542.
USA Radio News with Wendy King.
Actor Alec Baldwin calls it a tragic accident after he fatally shot the film's director of photography. Santa Fe County Sheriff spokesperson Juan Rios.
Sheriff's deputies were dispatched after 911 received a call where the caller indicated an individual had been shot on the set. The sheriff's office at this point can confirm that two individuals were shot during filming of a scene on the set of the movie Western Rust.
Helena Hutchins, cinematographer, was killed. Director Joel Souza was injured. Baldwin tweeted his heart is broken for Hutchins' husband and son, and that he's fully cooperating with the police investigation. The actor who starred with Tom Hanks in the 1980 sitcom Bosom Buddies, Peter Scolari, has died after a 2-year battle with cancer. He also co-starred on the show Newhart. Scolari was 66. This is USA Radio News. The Supreme Court will hear arguments over a Texas law prohibiting most abortions after 6 weeks of pregnancy on November 1st. Justices are allowing the law to stay in effect in the meantime. The order comes after the Justice Department asked the court to set aside enforcement as the case works its way through an appeals court. The case is now one of two that they will hear that could impact the Roe v. Wade precedent. Justices have already set arguments for December 1st on a challenge to a Mississippi abortion law. The White House is continuing to urge people to get vaccinated against COVID-19 and is still encouraging employers to put mandates in place to keep supply chains and the economy moving. Press Secretary Jen Psaki.
COVID is an enormous labor disruptor, not only because it's the number one cause of death in some industries and some professions, including police forces across the country, but because people are out sick, people are worried about coming to work. This is one of the reasons that a lot of these companies have implemented these requirements.
You're listening to USA Radio News.
Life can be full of risks. One thing you shouldn't take a risk with ever is your family's health insurance. If you're self-employed or you now need affordable health insurance, you need to make this free call right now and see how the Health Insurance Helpline can help you get it. We specialize in helping the self-employed and people just like you that need affordable health insurance to get it. We have short and long-term health insurance plans, and some even cover dental, vision, and prescription drugs. Don't take a risk with your family's health insurance. It's not worth it. If you're self-employed or now need affordable health insurance, call right now and learn for free how to get it. Listen, affordable health insurance plans for everyone just like you are a free phone call away. So give us a shout right now.
800-670-0946. 800-670-0946. 800-670-0946. That's 800-670-0946.
Appreciate what we do? Help us advertise, market, and promote for just $5 a month at amp.freetalklive.com.
This is Free Talk Live. You can join us here. The number is 603-283-6160. That's 603-283-6160. Here in the studio tonight, it's Ian and Chris. I want to say thanks to Nicole Edge, who is a Free Talk Live Amps. She's over on the new Amps program over at amps.freetalklive.com. We launched a Patreon to replace our old Amp system, because I had to take the old website down. It was breaking, and it just wasn't worth repairing, and it was better to just replace it with something new. So go check out our Patreon over at amps.freetalklive.com and get signed up and help support Free Talk Live. Like Nicole, she's a gold amplifier, which means she contributes $10 a month to this radio program to help us spread the ideas of freedom on more radio stations. We got 186 stations now. Just added a couple new stations in Montana that are airing our show on Sunday nights.
What's the number up to?
It's 186.
186, okay.
Yep. And so head over to amps.freetalklive.com and join the Amps program like Nicole did. So really appreciate the support. It makes a big difference for us. So Ian and Chris in the studio here tonight. Chris, you were just telling us about a not unexpected story, really, coming out of government school in a UK town or something like that.
I think it was Scotland, but yeah. I believe that's part of the UK.
It is, yeah. Still.
I
think some of them want to secede, if I recall correctly, but that didn't pass years ago.
Yeah, they have a weird thing where I think Scotland is part of the EU still, maybe, or at least they have trade with the EU, but I think
I don't know how that shook out with the whole Brexit thing.
I think. But
they're talking about mandating or opting in 97% apparently of the students
consenting, but they weren't told what it was, and it's a bizarre story.
To a facial recognition system in order to acquire their lunch. And I don't know, do we cover the whole story pretty much? Is there more that you wanted to share?
Yeah, I mean, that's a good question. So I think we kind of talked about most of these concerns. So privacy campaigners voiced concerns that moving the technology into schools merely for payment was needlessly normalizing facial recognition. No child should have to go through border-style identity checks just to get a school meal. Yeah.
Yeah, I agree.
It's
I would say no one should have to go through these checks anywhere they are. I don't think there should be at the border. I don't think there should even be a border. You know, I think people should just be able to go and travel like they can through most of Europe, you know?
It's crazy, too, because, like, they're fining companies over this kind of stuff, facial recognition in Europe.
Really?
So it's really bizarre. Now,
wait, they're fining companies for implementing it?
Yeah, any kind of like facial recognition kind of technology.
So wait, the government says it's okay for them to do, but not for companies to do?
Yeah, this is kind of like... It's the craziest thing. Yeah, it's absolutely Europe. Insane. Yeah. No, I will say this is the UK, and they're not... Sort of part of the EU anymore.
No, they left for
Brexit.
Maybe
Scotland.
Brexit happened.
I'm not entirely sure. So this may not be as laughable as we're making it out to be, but it's still pretty funny to hear about, because there certainly is a lot of regulation in the UK too, right? Like even if you take it out of the EU, it's still overly regulated. It's still a lot of socialism. It's all the things that we are constantly like. Like, I want to say kind of laughing at, but also, like condemning. Like, I mean, this is just disgusting. Like, this constant nonstop tracking that's going on all over the place.
Right. And plus, you can combine this with all the other obedience initiatives that they're forcing on kids, like masking. Because you know they're mandating masking over in the UK. They're worse there, probably, on some of this stuff than some of the U.S. states. And I've got a related story to that because...
Like, the masking thing, like, this seems like... The masking seems like nothing compared to this. Like, when you start taking blood from me, or you start fingerprinting me, or you start using facial recognition, like, that seems to blow everything out of the water. That's 1984 material right there. Mm-hmm. The masking thing... I don't even know. Maybe that goes beyond.
Both very bad.
They're both bad.
And I think masking is particularly bad because it is dehumanization of the young people in a time where it's so important to be able to see people's expressions. It's always important to see people's expressions, and more so when you're young.
I'm mixed on that one, mostly because I don't know if the masking thing is beyond 1984, because I have never envisioned anything beyond 1984, right? Like that wasn't even a thing. I don't think in like 1984.
Yeah, they didn't have that in 1984.
Right? So, like, you know what this reminds me of actually even more so? Which is, I don't know, I'm trying to...
Oppressive Muslim Middle Eastern countries?
No, it's even worse than that. I can't think off the top of my head what show it was. I don't know if it was, It might have been like, it wasn't Doctor Who. But anyway, there is a show where there's basically these, it's weird. They basically kidnap minorities and they basically drug them, and they have, and the crazy thing is we have like probably everything we need to do this today, like technologically speaking. But what they do is they drugged in the TV show, what they do is they take them into like a prison, like a kind of a traditional prison, these minorities, and or basically anybody the government doesn't like, but especially minorities. And they would basically drug them, and then they would, like, surgically operate on them. And instead of getting, like, fed through, like, your mouth, they sealed over the mouth, kind of like the masks, actually, that kids are wearing. But they were sewed, it was sewn into the skin, and then they were painted, like, a silver color.
This is fiction?
It's fiction.
Okay.
But it's kind of like we have drugs to kind of, like, keep people under control today.
Mm-hmm.
So it's that part's kind of we already have. The next stage is, and they do it, like, in prisons and in jail, like, they often drug the inmates, right? And...
Yep.
So
and in schools.
Right, and in schools too, right? And so the masks are kind of like that almost, like combine the two. And the point of the drugging is to, like, get you to do what you otherwise wouldn't agree to.
Yeah, and make you docile.
Right, and make you docile. It's exactly what it was. And then basically the next step is to rent out these docile creatures to, like, do things like pick up garbage. And that's what it was, the storyline in this TV show. But yeah, it very much reminds me of that, you know?
It's really creepy to me, and I can't even imagine how much damage this is doing to these kids. I mean, to take away the humanity of being able to see facial expressions. I mean, that is such a basic level of communication between people. Like, we don't have to talk to know, to some extent, how each other is feeling, to know whether somebody's feeling good or upset or whatever. You get these cues from people and the way that they look at you, the way that they have expressions on their face. And that's been wiped out for these kids. But that's not far enough for some of these schools. According to Summit.News, teachers at a Colorado Springs middle school are now forcing children to tape the masks to their face in what is being described as an act of child abuse. Now, I think putting masks on kids and forcing them to wear masks at all is abusive.
I don't even understand. Taping them? What does that do? What's the point?
Well, the idea is if they're taking the mask off, now they have to put tape on their face to keep the mask on.
It's like a punishment?
Here's the story. According to the story here, they highlighted a case of sixth grader Riley M., who texted her mom to tell her that a teacher had given her a warning and then handed her blue painter's tape to seal the mask to her face. According to Riley, at least one other student was forced to perform the same humiliating and potentially dangerous procedure because the teacher insisted that their masks were not being worn properly.
This is like cutting off a kid's hair or drawing on a child with a marker. This is totally inappropriate. I don't even understand how teachers can get away with this stuff and not be fired. Oh, I know why. It's because of the unions. It's because can't be fired as a teacher like 4 years. You're basically unfireable.
Yeah, you pretty much have to murder a child in order to get fired from a teaching job. 603-283-6160. You can weigh in on this. If you're experiencing some crazy stuff going on at the government schools, number one, you need to ask yourself why your kids are still going to these schools. I mean, that's the number one question, because it's worse than it's ever been, and it's just absolute psychological torture what's going on in these places. There's more coming up here in moments. You can join us on Free Talk Live.
This is an important message. Do you have an IRA, 401k, or retirement account worth more than $100,000? Your portfolio may qualify for an IRS tax loophole that allows you to own physical, precious metals inside of your retirement account. Want our free report that shows you how? We are WealthProtectionResearch.com, and we help investors connect with the top precious metal companies in America to own physical gold and silver inside their retirement account using this little-known but very powerful IRS loophole. To claim your free IRS loophole report today, just text the word GOLD to 48542. WealthProtectionResearch.com wants to get this information in your hands now so that you can protect your hard-earned investments. Text G-O-L-D to 48542 to learn more. When you text the word GOLD to 48542, we'll send you a secure link to download our IRS loophole report to show you how to start protecting your wealth with precious metals. Don't wait. Text the word GOLD to 48542 now. Wealth Protection Research. Text GOLD to 48542.
Do you have a home that you don't want anymore? We can buy it from you within 24 hours, any home, size, or condition. For over 20 years, we've been buying homes for cash and helping homeowners sell their homes immediately, with no listings or strangers walking through your home. Are you moving? Did you lose your job? Going through a divorce? Whatever the reason, if you're in a bind and you know that you need to sell your house fast, call the expert team at I Need to Sell My House Fast. We'll make you a serious cash offer to buy your home in 24 hours and let you walk away from it. No listing, no waiting. Sell any home, any size, any condition, now. Call the expert team at I Need to Sell My House Fast. Make this free call now.
800-475-0092. 800-475-0092. 800-475-0092. That's 800-475-0092.
No other network provides the level of customer service we do. When it comes to radio advertising, we are your one-stop shop. And no matter how big or small your business is, we can help. Email us at advertise@gcnlive.com and an experienced advertising executive will help you take the first step towards driving more customers to your business or website. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Stop aging now. Restore those joints. Boost your strength. Because it's official. NutriMedical has released the most exciting, powerful anti-aging supplement on the market. Dr. Bill Deagle's Red Deer Velvet DR has been approved by the U.S. Patent Office. Imagine stem cell rejuvenation all in one capsule without huge expense. Dr. Bill MD discovered that as an unborn baby grows in the mother's womb, he or she does not deteriorate or physically age. Red Deer Velvet DR, like the uterus, provides 300 biomolecules and 6 hormones protected in one special DR capsule that delivers lipid packages directly into your circulation. This patented technology bypasses the stomach and is released into the small bowel unaltered by digestive enzymes and stomach acid. Remember, Red Deer Velvet DR. Improve endurance, stimulate your immune system, increase learning ability, and even improve sexual libido with Red Deer Velvet DR. Click NutriMedical.com. That's N-U-T-R-I Medical.com. Or call toll-free 888-212-8871 and get on the road to a newer, rejuvenated, happier you.
Do the letters IRS give you anxiety? I'm Dan Pilla. I've defended people from the IRS for more than 40 years. My book, How to Get Tax Amnesty, created the tax resolution industry and is responsible for helping hundreds of thousands of people. It can help you too. If you're a non-filer or facing IRS enforcement right now, your case is unique. You need real help, not cookie cutter advice. My clients get my personal attention. Buy my book at danpilla.com and get a free consultation directly with me. That's danpilla.com. Let's start solving your tax problem right now.
Our Matrix server is about as free as internet chat can be. Join the existing rooms or create your own at chat.freetalklive.com.
Free Talk Live, moments remain here. If you want to join us, you can take control of the airwaves. All you got to do is dial in here at 603-283-6160. That's 603-283-6160. We're talking about kids at school, which on its own is a terrible idea, sending your kids to a government school. Like, it was a bad idea before COVID, and now it's straight up, I think, abusive.
A government school, right?
Yeah, to a government. Well, I mean, some of these private schools may be doing some of the same stuff, like with masking mandates
true.
And such. At least you're a customer at a private school, and you could say, hey, I'm going to leave unless you change your rules. And if they don't change the rules, you can just leave.
Yeah, I mean, you're right. And you know, the thing is, this is what makes private schools better. It's not so much that there aren't bad private schools. It's that you have a marketplace that's competitive. So.
Yes.
If a school doesn't do what you think is best, you can change the school. You can't do that with a government school, not usually. Sometimes people are in areas where they might be able to get their kid into a different school or something like that, but it's generally going to be the same type of school, right? You know, just because they go to a school across town as opposed to the one closer to them doesn't necessarily mean that it's being operated any differently fundamentally.
Yeah, of course, the best bet is to get your kids out of all centralized education systems and put them into homeschool, put them into, unschooling. I think unschooling is a pretty interesting concept where the kids get to decide their own education. But according to the story here at Summit.News, a young girl in sixth grade at Chinook Middle School in Colorado Springs was told by her teacher that she wasn't wearing the mask properly, which I presume means maybe down below, like the nose. That's usually when they say, oh, you can put your mask up. It's not good enough. So I'm guessing she had it like below her nose, and the teacher yelled at her for it and demanded she handed her a roll of painter's tape and told her that she needed to tape the mask to her face. Her mom asserted that forcing kids to muzzle themselves in increasingly uncomfortable ways could cause long-term psychological damage. She said, quote, it's developing some sort of mentality in our children where that kind of restraint over your face is normal. Your face is you, and that's how people know you. They're just doubling down on hiding you and not letting you breathe, and it's just conformity to the extreme.
I'm always amazed at how it's not okay for somebody to physically go up to you and touch you, right? But it's okay if they tell you to do something and then punish you after for not doing it when it basically involves you touching yourself, like yourself or doing something bad to yourself.
That you wouldn't otherwise do.
Right, exactly. It's like, how is that not also assault? You can't tell somebody to do something and then, like...
Under the threat of whatever punishment.
Right, under the threat, and then have it not be assault. It's still assault.
Another parent weighed in as well, backing up the other mom's claim. She says, my daughter said the teachers were wearing the masking tape around their wrists like bracelets, and whenever someone's mask would fall down, they would tape them. She said, it's sad our world is coming to this, and teachers would think it's okay. Now, I'm glad that some parents are feeling like they've been pushed to the breaking point on this, but look, you should have been objecting to this the first time when they were told to put masks on. Because, again, it was like you were talking about earlier, Chris. It's one step towards tyranny leads to the next step. Driver's licenses lead to vaccine passports, lead to facial recognition, you know, not necessarily in that order. But one step justifies the next step. Because they always say things like, well, we've been doing driver's licenses for decades. Why don't we? Why shouldn't we be able to do this ID card? Why shouldn't we be able to add this step? And they... From their perspective, it's completely justified from the perspective of total tyranny.
If just one more child is saved.
That's what they say.
It's sick. It's sick. You know, you might be killing 100 kids, but if just one more child is saved, like, no, but that's not actually, you're not even saving another life. You're actually killing 500 kids or whatever it is to supposedly save one life, but that,
Well, yeah, no one counts the kids that, you know, haven't killed themselves yet, but what about the ones that are messed up permanently from this? And here's an example. I've actually had this story in show prep for a while now, and this ties in because it's actually also based in the UK. So the story's from The Telegraph. Lockdowns leave half of teenagers battling anxiety and trauma. The Royal College of Psychiatrists warned that COVID pandemic has created a mental health crisis among children. So half of teenagers have been left suffering anxiety and trauma in the wake of the COVID lockdowns, according to a major review. They studied 2,000 young people, and they questioned them in depth about their feelings and experiences. Their research shows that 53% of girls and 44% of boys between 13 and 18 are suffering from trauma or PTSD in the months after the first lockdown. 60% of boys and 50% of girls of the same age were classified as suffering from anxiety. The Royal College of Psychiatrists said the COVID pandemic has caused a mental health crisis and that it's having a devastating impact, saying they've seen a 50% rise in children and teenagers showing signs of agoraphobia. You know what that is? Fear of open spaces. So they're inside their homes so much that they become afraid to even go outside. And there was like a name for this that somebody came up with that was called like cave syndrome that people were suffering from in the United States and elsewhere where they were forced in these cities to stay in to stay indoors, or at least, you know, that's what they were told. So they did what they were told, like obedient little serfs, instead of just going outside and disobeying and saying, you know what, my mental health is more important than your stupid lockdowns.
This whole pandemic has been like a horror movie. I feel like I'm watching it from the outside because nobody around me is doing any of this, any of these crazy things.
Right, because we're in a community of people that's like, you don't tell me what to do.
Right. And it's not like I've never seen people outside wearing a mask, but it's not like this blind obedience where everyone's doing it, you know?
Further, experts warn that rising numbers of children are showing the agoraphobia. Psychologists have reported a 50% increase in the number of young people who they're seeing who are afraid to go outside of the house or even leave their bedrooms and are shunning social interaction with others. And we know that this isn't just young people. We had a lady call this show who lives in California. I remember just within the last few weeks she's called recently. She lives in, like, San Diego, and sounds like she's, you know, 20s, 30s, maybe early 40s, middle-aged at the most. And she says her friends no longer get together. They only do online meetings. They will not, you know, like, you know, girls, they go out, they have their little girl nights, and they go out to the bar or, you know, have a few drinks or whatever. They don't do that anymore. Because they're too afraid to actually be around each other.
Okay, you know, it's funny. I thought in the beginning that this would be like, okay, people can only go on like and keep this up for so long, and I'll admit that they have loosened and backed up, like things did reopen, but I didn't think, I will tell you this, I did not think that people would be wearing a mask like years later, right? Like, mm-hmm. I thought, you know, okay, this would go on for maybe a year and then people would, you know, maybe get a shot or whatever, and
then they take the masks off.
Nope, but I have to say, even though things have opened up a lot more, I think even places that are super locked down, except for maybe Australia, mm-hmm. I think most places have opened up more, but they're still doing taking these crazy measures that are so far beyond reasonable.
Absolutely. And you know what? The weather's starting to get cold again, so I hope New Hampshire doesn't go down the same road with more mandates. I don't think that the governor is going to go for a second round.
I don't think they're going to be able to. I think, and here's the thing. So what we had previously was a governor who had emergency powers that was unrestricted. And
they have restricted them somewhat,
the
right?
The governor is now restricted to emergency powers for 30 days, and then it has to be approved by the representative.
Is that right?
Yeah. Okay. So, and previously they did not have the support for a lot of the stuff the governor was doing. Mm. Therefore, it was only because the law changed, because basically they would have needed 2/3 in order to override him, and right. they didn't have that, but they did have more than 51%.
So now it's 51%.
So yeah, basically now it's as long as they have more than 51% opposing him, he will not be able to maintain his emergency powers if he were to declare them. So theoretically, he probably won't. I imagine he won't even try, but if he does try, I don't know if he's allowed to, like, he might be allowed to, like, say, okay, I have emergency powers this month, but he can't continue to do that for more than a month without authorization from the state. So,
all right. I'm glad to hear that.
Yeah. So, theoretically, New Hampshire should be good at this point.
But, you know, some places it's not going to be good, like New York and other places like that. And that's why we keep saying, if you love freedom and you want to have a chance at more freedom in your lifetime, you got to give up on California and Illinois and New York.
Do people really have hope for those?
Yes. It's
who?
So delusional.
Who?
I was just on a Free State NH Twitter platform. Somebody was just responding to one of their posts saying that they know a bunch of people in Northern California that won't give up on their cities. And it's like, you just love to fail then. You don't understand strategy. You don't understand, you know, concentration and why it works. We're winning here.
We are making
progress. We have people who've been elected.
It's not even a little bit of progress. That's massive progress.
Incredible success, given the small number of people, just a couple thousand and a few thousand have moved here. We're out of time for tonight. Check out Chris at freedomdecrypted.com. He's on tomorrow afternoon at 5 o'clock Eastern Time. We'll see you tomorrow online. In the meantime, freetalklive.com.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to mysolarbackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's mysolarbackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at mysolarbackup.com.
For over 20 years, Extendivite has been helping people. Here is a testimonial from Amazon.com. Glad I found this product. I am 51 years old and started getting headaches a couple of times a week. I went to the doctor and my blood pressure was a little high at around 150 over 95. I found out about Extendivite and I ordered some to try it. Immediately, I felt better and it lowered my blood pressure and my headaches went away almost instant. I have been taking it now for about 4 months and I am so glad I found this product. You won't be disappointed. Extendivite is only $69.95 for a 2-month supply. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com. That's heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.